With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. We are getting closer to Rare Disease Day. And my friend Stephanie Horton with Macaroni Kid in Tuscaloosa shared about Mindy Hoffman and her daughter Ruby. I reached out to Mindy to talk about Ruby and her rare disease and to share with you about Ruby and then also get you on the same page as those who are facing rare diseases and to have us all appreciate their circumstances and situation and find a way that we can make a difference when it comes to rare diseases. February 28th is Rare Disease Day, and so I want you to think about what you can do moving forward to that day and beyond. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Mindy Hoffman.
Hi there. Thank you.
So glad to have you today, and you have an opportunity to share about someone you love very dearly, and her name is Ruby.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, my daughter, Ruby, is seven, and she was diagnosed with something called HABC leukodystrophy. That's the short name. The long name is hypomyelination with atrophy of the basal ganglia and cerebellum, and it's a very rare form of leukodystrophy. It has always affected her. We didn't know anything about leukodystrophy until Ruby was going through some testing. She was a baby and we didn't know what was going on, why she couldn't sit up independently. Yeah, we just started with the testing. It's pretty grueling to watch your baby go through all the testing that she had to go through with, with blood draws and stuff like that, just stuff that you don't think about. But it did. It took 10 months to get her diagnosis with the genetic testing, which is very expensive, and insurance did actually end up covering it. That test is about $8,000. And we did two brain MRIs to compare. We did one at 9 months and the second one was at 15 months. And the results of the genetic testing actually came back the same time as the second MRI. And they were able to compare the two MRIs, and they both gave the same answer that Ruby had something called HABC leukodystrophy. And yeah, so that was when Ruby was, I think, 15 months when we finally got the diagnosis. And, you know, we just started with physical therapy and just trying to search for a cure. We're actually working with a hospital close to us. It's 2 hours away. It's called Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. The neurologist that actually discovered that gene mutation, the HABC gene, she is a pediatric neurologist there, and her and her team are working tirelessly to find a cure for that rare disease. There are, I think, less than 200 people worldwide that have what my daughter Ruby has.
So, Mindy, tell us about Ruby and her current situation.
My daughter's in a wheelchair. She doesn't walk. She doesn't talk. Like, ever, her life is, she's very limited in physical abilities, but she's very smart. She just got approved this power wheelchair to actually be able to drive with her head. And I get teary because we've been working on this chair for years, but, you know, she's getting some independence after 7 years. So, that's something fun I wanted to share.
Mindy, let me ask you, prior to the diagnosis that Ruby received, how in tune were you when it came to rare diseases and knowing that there was this community out there?
I knew nothing. And as far as Ruby was concerned, she was almost 13 pounds when she was born. So I was in super denial about anything being wrong with my perfect, precious baby. You know, so we just thought that rolling over and sitting up independently was just harder for her because she was born bigger. But, you know, when we started like diving into things, we're like, you know, maybe something is going on. But yet we knew nothing about the rare disease community, and it is a pretty big community. You just don't know about it unless someone close to you is affected.
Now, I've heard that rare diseases are not so rare, and you've probably heard that as well.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. There are just many different types of rare diseases. And I think just each rare disease, with there being so few affected of a certain disease, it's hard to generate funding to get those diseases, you know, to get people working on those cures for those diseases. But yeah, there are tons of rare diseases out there. It is a big community.
As a follow-up question, Mindy, to the first one about how in tune you were to the rare disease community, how passionate are you now when it comes to rare diseases and especially for your daughter?
Very, very passionate. I actually, I'm on the board at the Leukodystrophy Center for Excellence, but I work with some patient advocacy things as much as I have time for, because I'm still, you know, raising my child and caring for her 24/7. But whenever I do have time, I do like to offer any kind of assistance. And it's mostly just sharing our story, getting the awareness out there. But my daughter has this Facebook page, and I am all the time trying to help families, even in other countries, get a hold of the equipment that, you know, we find that best helps Ruby. Because there's so much stuff, like, you don't know what to ask for if you've never walked this life, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, so I do a lot of that. I try to help families get the services that they need, and let people know, because like I said, you just don't know until you need it.
One of the things I try to share through my show is that we don't have to be affected directly before we care. And when we hear
Absolutely.
A story like yours, Mindy, with Ruby, and then we hear other stories of those who are battling rare diseases, can we not take your story and then have a passion build within us to care because of what you all are going through, and understand that the day before you got the diagnosis, you had no background when it came to rare diseases, and then the next day, your lives were changed?
Absolutely. I got chills when you said that. We can totally care. It's just all about compassion. We're completely normal people outside of, you know, the special needs effect. But it's our normal, and we are normal. And we care about other people that are around us. It's just having the heart to care. But yeah, really opened up our eyes, and we're so thankful that we get to, you know, work with these other families because, like, you know, we can appreciate what they're going through because we go through it. But yeah, we're normal people just like other people. We just have a little extra on our plate, you know?
Absolutely. And as we think about your friend Stephanie Horton down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, as she operates Macaroni Kid Tuscaloosa, and think about where she's able to connect with families, and she has an opportunity to bring awareness through what she does as well.
Yeah. It was such a surprise that we got to share our story today because of Stephanie.
Now, let me ask you this. As we get ready for Rare Disease Day, February the 28th, what is it that you would like to see families do? What is it you would like to see people do to help bring awareness to rare diseases?
Honestly, I really would like to be able to, you know, ask for, like, funds for the research that they're working on at Children's Hospital Philadelphia. But, you know, if people can't do that, the biggest thing is just show your support. Just, you know, let a family you know that is affected by a rare disease, let them know that you appreciate them and that, you know, they are not forgotten. Because it does get kind of lonely sometimes. And I do, when we got the diagnosis, I did realize that most of my friends or, you know, were people that were other rare diseases, people that were affected by other diseases. And just let them know that, you know, they support you and they know that you're going through something and, you know, just offer your support.
Absolutely. Right now, folks, we're talking to Mindy, and she is the mother of Ruby. And Mindy has been sharing about rare disease and her daughter's rare disease. And I hope that through this conversation, it is encouraging you and inspiring you to find a way to make a difference. Now, Mindy Hoffman will be back with us in just a second. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Children's of Philadelphia and maybe a way that people can support this effort. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses.
especially when you got the Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like this. He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. There's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants Dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. As we talked to Mindy Hoffman, I was shared a story about Ruby, and that's Mindy's daughter, about having a rare disease. And I wanted to bring awareness, thanks to my friend Stephanie Horton with Macaroni Kid Tuscaloosa, and talk to Mindy. And as we get ready for February the 28th, I want you to be thinking about Rare Disease Day. Even if you're not affected by a rare disease directly right now, it's possible that you could be. As we talked to Mindy in the last segment, she mentioned that prior to the diagnosis that Ruby received, it was not on her radar when it came to rare diseases, but now absolutely is. And she's very passionate, so much so that she's on a board and she cares about Children's of Philadelphia and the work that they're doing when it comes to rare diseases. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Mindy Hoffman.
Thank you so much.
Glad to have you. And we talked about it in the first segment, but I really want to hit this home when it comes to what people can actually do. And those who are not affected by rare diseases, maybe this conversation is the first time that they thought, okay, even though I don't have a child or a grandchild or someone that is within my immediate family or even my extended family, I still want to try to help. And this may be an opportunity for you, Mindy, to share how people can do that.
Absolutely. There's other families like ours that have set up a foundation. Also, go to shabc.org. You can go there and find some other information. But also, if you just search for Children's Hospital of Philadelphia HABC Research, that's H-ABC Research. There's a link there that you could donate if you so care to do so to help what Ruby's going through.
HABC.org is that foundation if you want to check that out. And then, Mindy, when we think about other families, we think about the support that some receive or the lack thereof. How has your support been when it comes to Ruby?
Just an outpouring of love. I mean, Ruby, she does just capture hearts. Ruby has a Facebook page, Rare Ruby on Facebook, and we reach a lot of people. And just the support from absolute strangers, you know, that see the troubles that she goes through, whether it be a hospitalization or sometimes we share stories about inclusion because, I mean, while we're fighting this disease, we also, Ruby has to have a good quality of life, you know, so we're all the time busy, not only raising awareness for HABC and rare diseases, but also, you know, that Ruby's a person and just because she's someone that's nonverbal, like she has an opinion too. So we're always talking about inclusion too.
One of the goals that I have through the Mark White Show is to help families find the support that they need because I realize that everyone does not have the same support system. And so when we see a situation and we see somebody struggling and we know that they could use our support, I think it's great for us to be able to extend our hand and try to lift them up.
Absolutely. When Ruby was first diagnosed, I remember feeling so lost and not knowing what we were going to do next because her disease is supposed to be, no one gave us a time limit, and no one can. But, you know, they say it's a life-limiting thing. So, you know, we just felt really lost and had a really dark day that day. But I'm able to look back on that day and know that how lost I felt. And so I really try to help families, especially the newly diagnosed families that don't know, you know, which end is up. This is what you need to do, you know, and, you know, offer support that way.
Mindy, did you find any groups that were especially helpful when you first received the diagnosis?
So I actually, that day I went home and just Googled every stuff. Like there were a few articles that the neurologist handed to us, but he told us don't read it because, you know, it's nothing good that you're going to read. So because it was so rare, he didn't want us to leave the office with no information, but he also told us not to read the few articles that he handed to us. However, I got home and I looked on Facebook and I was able to find an HABC parents page. And when I joined the group, I was number 32 in the group. And now we have about 200 parents in that group. So we have a very nice group of parents, and we, you know, discuss care and, you know, just share stories and pictures of our kids. So we do have a great group of support. There are other groups that are not HABC related, but just other special needs groups. There's rare disease pages. It's actually by luck is how I found it. No one would, you know, go do it. I just typed it in and that's how I found them. But the other support groups, there's like special needs pages. You could just type that in and find them that way. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, as we again think about her particular situation and the support that you've received so far, we do appreciate Children's of Philadelphia. And as you mentioned, they've been a great resource for your family. And I want others to think about how they can support their effort along with HABC. And again, that's HABC.org that they can check out, correct?
Yes, it's actually h-abc.org. I'm sorry.
No, h-abc.org. And they can check that out and they can support that effort. And as we head into Rare Disease Day, I hope that there are people getting ready to figure out what they can do to recognize these people who are facing rare diseases and make their issue your issue and make a difference in their life. Mindy Hoffman, I appreciate you joining me here on The Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much for giving me a voice. I'm thankful to Stephanie for linking us up. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. If you are encouraged and inspired by The Mark White Show and this mission, I want you to share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference. I also want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and then go over and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast. You can do this through Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, also iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, and Facebook Podcasts. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.